Greetings, dear family. What a doozy these past few weeks have been. Covenant prayer and warfare battles with the enemy has been an ongoing daily occurrence. It's been one thing after another, and we thank God for preparing us offensively to handle the adversary's evil onslaught. We recently sent out an SOS to our prayer warriors, and here is a reply from one of our faithful and dedicated intercessors. Mother Elizabeth, in response to Mother Claire's urgent prayer alert yesterday of what's going on at the refuge, I strongly feel that they should play this song at night on repeat. And here she is referring to You're the Almighty God song by Nikos and Pelagia Politis. This is an awesome song, very anointed and powerful when we address the enemy. She continued, This song is from heaven to summon the armies of God to fight the demonic forces. I play this on repeat every day during the warfare part of the covenant prayer. It's powerful. During my warfare prayer this morning, I was praying while playing this song, and I heard Holy Spirit tell me to go to the refuge. This was about 4 a.m. your local time. There were hundreds of angels heading there also. I saw hundreds of dark forces there as well. It seemed like they knew the angels of God were coming to the refuge, and they sent their army. I saw the war between hundreds of angels and demons. I heard myself say with a sword raised in my hand, This is holy ground. This belongs to God, and they are encroaching on it. I heard the holy angels of God singing this song as they were fighting. It was an awesome sight. I really think it will help to play this very anointed song at night in each hermitage to enlist the angels of our mighty God. I believe Holy Spirit has asked me to tell you this. And that was the end of her message. Around the same time, I received a message from Mother Elisha. Jesus began. My heart grieves from all the travesties and tragedies that are coming. That is why there is an increase in suffering, because I need every sacrifice to back up the intercession of my faithful ones. My beloved, pray for the community continually. They are in need of much backup prayers, and they are not getting enough. It would be good to suggest that to the other Heart Dweller groups to begin praying daily to cover Mother Claire, Father Ezekiel, and the community. So many are consumed with what's going on in their own lives, but I need them interceding, standing in the gap wholeheartedly and sincerely for the community. Much could be avoided and revealed if more prayed. The attacks will continue to increase on all my brides. I wish I could say differently, but remember, all of these things are to point you to heaven, to remind you of my soon approaching return. It's important everyone learns to become their brother's keeper. I will use all of these things for their good. Pray more fervently for Mother Claire and Father Ezekiel for strength. They are both very weary and need their hands lifted in this battle. My people, if you pray, I will show mercy towards souls who have turned away from me, in hopes that they will respond to grace at a later time and not leave their souls to be damned for all eternity. As I shared with you this morning, be not dismayed. Even now I am raising many to be a voice in the wilderness. I will put these chosen souls in key places and position in authority, influence, and some called to fame, but they will be my children, and I will be their God. They will not bow down their knee to Baal, whom so many have done because of influence and pressures, because their faith wasn't strong. Their convictions were not strong. Their love for me was not strong, and so many have been lured away. That is why I always stated, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. My beloved brides, this alone will sustain you in the most difficult situations, and when you are met with compromise, you will not do it, but cling to me and my love instead. Many hearts are growing cold, but many more others are having the embers stirred and are being fanned into flames of my divine burning love to be used to reach the whole world. Heart dwellers are among this group. Do not be dismayed, my beloved ones, by what you see and even what you experience. There are more who are for me than those against me, because one soul who loves me encompasses all of heaven and has the kingdom of God within. When they speak, what they do, what they say has meaning, and all of heaven backs them up. Therefore, it does not matter how many Satan is able to lure away or how many servants that he has that he uses as puppets. One loving believer is greater than 1,000 of Satan's most dedicated servants. One soul can effect the change of so many people, of nations and generations because of their prayers. So, you pray, beloved ones, with your whole hearts, and I will do the rest as you help me bring back the outcast, the wayward, and the prodigals home. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for your prayers. You have no idea how truly powerful they are against the forces of darkness. We are eternally grateful to you, precious ones, for lifting up this community and praying for us. May the Lord bless you abundantly for your intercession.